this route was identified on the active travel investment plan that was put together with the help of Sustrans. And obviously, we know as part of the area plan for the east, we do need to get more journeys being made, you know, not involving car, private car journeys. So we need to make investment in our infrastructure to enable that to happen.
And obviously, for people that are familiar with this route, it's quite a narrow stretch of road with some sort of pinch point moments. Are you confident that the balance of cars, people and bikes will fit in that area? And if not, is any work going to be done to actually widen the route?
It's a very good point you've made there. And we do need to secure some additional land to effectively create a widening of the corridor to allow all those things to sit comfortably together. And we're working with the neighbouring landowner on the non-river side of the highway to achieve that. And actually, as part of that, we're proposing to do some tree planting as well to enhance that area. So there will be a line of 23 lime trees proposed to be planted alongside the football and cricket ground, and over time those should make a magnificent appearance, similar to the trees on Peel Road.
There is already social media comments about the fact that the hedgerow looks like it will be removed from the pictures that have gone on display for this project. Is it really necessary to take out existing trees and hedges to make this work?
Well, there's a big difference between a hedgerow and trees, and I've already said that we're intending to install a stand of 23 lime trees. So the planning has been done very much with the ecology and nature in mind, and we need to make sure that we are looking at this from all dimensions and making sure that we're putting in place the things that are needed. So that's all obviously for the planning process. It's a consideration that will be fully evaluated, but if we wrap everything that we do going forward in too many constraints, we'll never achieve anything.